This time on Compassion Radio.
We want somebody to go out as a missionary and just tell people and have them accept Christ because they're excited about the idea of a Savior, but then go on to someone else and leave them with just that. Would we walk with the Lord the same way if that's all we knew was just one telling about Him, one verse about Him? Having the whole Word of God, I think, is important for every believer, and not just having it, but reading it,
yeah,
and internalizing it, knowing it.
The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to cut through the darkness of this world and shine the light of God's truth on the hearts and minds of every believer. You know, most of us can't even imagine not having a copy of the Bible. But the truth is that millions all over the world who want and need a copy of the Scriptures have no access to it. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Today, Bram and Cher Nelson begin a conversation discussing the exciting details of this year's Compassion Radio Bible Project. They'll also be sharing wonderful stories about the life-changing impact of God's Word on the hundreds of thousands of people who have already received it through this ministry. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to stay with us for today's very special broadcast. Here's Bram Floria and Cher Nelson.
It's been a while since I've had Cher sitting down with me in the studio. Welcome back to Compassion Radio.
Thank you. I don't feel like I've ever been away because Compassion Radio is part of my everyday life and my heart, but it is good to be back at the microphone.
And it's good to have us sitting across the table doing the work that we love to do, not just preparing to do it.
Absolutely. And this project, with these few months that we get to concentrate on Bibles, is always present on our minds and hearts, and just a treasured thing to be a part of.
This is not just the season of Christmas or even the season of giving. For us in Compassion Radio for the past 30 years plus, it's been the season of the Word.
Absolutely.
And the Word's gone forth in many ways in many places because of the partnership that our Compassion Radio listener and listening partners have had with Compassion Radio and our international partners to bring the Word to those who want it. We're not just talking about people who have a passing interest intellectually in the Word of God. We're talking about a ravenous hunger for the Word. I want to talk about that a little bit, about what it means to be hungry for the Word. But in context, we just finished today watching the memorial service for President Bush. And I was kind of stunned a bit, not just about the beauty of the service, but how important the Word was to this particular service. Usually, heads of state that have funerals, it's very much a civil procession. But in the case of the Bush family, we're talking about a family who was grounded in the Word, and the Word itself had a profound impact on them as a family. And as a result, everybody who spoke seemed to resonate with some gospel theme, specifically about being friends and being loyal, and about how God's sacrifice for us turned the tide in so many lives. And I just want to make a remark about that, that this is not a political statement whatsoever. I just remarked in my own heart on how much the Word was part of this service.
And how much the concept of being a servant was part of this service.
Yes.
It was because he had time to plan his own service, his own memorial. It was intriguing to think why he chose each thing. And because he was Episcopal and not, you know, Baptist or whatever, there were some interesting points for me because Norm was so much Presbyterian, Anglican.
Norm knew how to mix it up with high church and low church in the same setting.
Anybody
who had the Word in their hearts, he could converse with, but he loved both forms, the intimacy of the personal with the street pastor, and the majesty of celebrating the majesty of God with those who would celebrate that in forms that were developed over centuries.
That is exactly right. The lifting of our hearts and our minds up to God to consider His majesty. Yeah. I thought that was a very high point in the service today. And yet, bringing in Michael W. Smith at the end, which I was surprised that he even knew who Michael W. Smith was.
I believe Michael W. Smith was a friend of the family's to start with. So that song had a special resonance, I think, to George and his family, and probably as a result to George Sr. And it was very much a family kind of intimacy, I think, in all the people that spoke. and that George Bush Sr. was very much a friend to many, mm-hmm. and therefore the genuine friendship and love that was expressed in the service was universal in that Jesus was celebrated for being the example of sacrifice, of loyalty, of friendship that goes to the point of sacrifice, of death even, mm-hmm. for those you love. And I just want to call that out today and say again, this is not a political statement. It's very much an observation of how a particular family handles a transition from a life well-lived to an eternity with one they have hope in. And for me, that the Word of God itself was central to it. There was a moment where one of the pastors said, "Happy is he who dies in the Lord." And we know that to be true, but I thought, how happy we are because we know the Word of God made flesh. And that got me thinking again about this month's focus on the Word of God.
Knowing the Word of God, right.
And not just knowing it, but how happy we are when we can die having known it, having heard it. And we know that there are thousands and thousands of people across two continents that are going to be hearing the Word of God because of the gifts that are given during this campaign here on Compassion Radio. And I want to celebrate that in advance, that there are people who literally will die happy having the Word of God in their hands and in their hearts and in their minds because people were thoughtful enough and brave enough to give to something that they will not maybe see in this lifetime. But we know that the Word of God never returns void. It always brings back strong interest on the investment made in the hearts and lives of men and women. It will bring to fruit that which God intends, and that means eternal fruit, fruit here on this earth that is for eternity, and in eternity, the full enjoyment of that fruit. So we get to invest in something that is eternal by investing in the Word of God for others.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Up next, find out how you can come alongside this ministry in their efforts to see a copy of God's Word or a copy of John's Gospel placed in the hands of those who desperately want and need it. Please stay with us.
A survey a while back revealed that the average household in America has 4.4 Bibles in it, with some homes containing 6, 7, 8, or even more copies of God's Word. And that's wonderful. But did you know that there are places in the world where people have never even seen a Bible? That means they are literally starving for the essential life-giving power of the Scriptures. As you may also know, we've done many successful Bible projects over the years at Compassion Radio. This has helped to place over 500,000 of them with believers, pastors, and evangelists. And now as this year wraps up, we are so excited to tell you about our 2018 year-end Compassion Radio Bibles Project. It begins this month, and it is unique in one very important way. For the first time ever, Compassion Radio and this campaign are being underwritten so that every single dollar raised for Bibles goes to that project. Think about that. It's the biggest matching gift challenge we've ever offered at Compassion Radio, and there is no limit to this offer. The more you give, the more goes to the field and the front lines of gospel outreach. So please, pray big with us about this, and then act exactly as the Lord shows you. Make this challenge known to your family and friends. Talk to your pastor, your Sunday school class, small group, or home fellowship. Bring it to your benevolence or missions committee. Pray about where the Lord might have you share this unique opportunity. This year, let's saturate the world with God's Word like never before. If you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of someone who has never seen the Word of God before and wants it in the countries of India, Nepal, and China, please contact us right now. The number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also give at CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word Bibles to 53445. That's Bibles to 53445. And you can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bibles Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do this month to help us in our efforts to get the Word of God out to those who need it and want it the most. God bless.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
to my feet and a light unto my path. But when I feel afraid, I think I've lost my way. Still, you're there right beside.
Back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
We know that there are thousands and thousands of people across two continents that are going to be hearing the Word of God because of the gifts that are given during this campaign here on Compassion Radio. And I want to celebrate that in advance, that there are people who literally will die happy having the Word of God in their hands and in their hearts and in their minds, because people were thoughtful enough and brave enough to give to something that they will not maybe see in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that the Word of God never returns void. It always brings back strong interest on the investment made in the hearts and lives of men and women. It will bring to fruit that which God intends, and that means eternal fruit. Fruit here on this earth that is for eternity, and in eternity, the full enjoyment of that fruit. So we get to invest in something that is eternal by investing in the Word of God for others.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that for every Bible placed, there are at least five who will come to know the Lord for the first time, because things aren't treasured as personal possessions so much in other countries as possessions to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
And a person does not sit alone and read the Bible. They gather a group and they read it together and discuss it and learn from it together.
I think that's where the power of culture comes into play here with the way the Word is shared, because we're talking about specifically in China. We know that to be true. They actually tracked it to see how many people would actually use that Word of God. It was because when you esteem something, you speak highly of it, others will want to hold it and to touch it and to esteem it with you. This is something that's courtesy, if nothing else. Ooh, this is valuable to you. May I hold it? And to be given the privilege of holding something means that we trust to you the treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cultural. It could be a spoon handed down from your grandmother. This is a treasure to me. Oh, it's on that place on the mantle. That's an honored place in the home. So if to hold it and to show it to somebody else, like we would show off our knickknacks or our souvenirs from our trips, but in a much more lofty way in their culture, to hold something that was dear to the one you love means that you have shared in the honor of that object. Now we're talking not just about an object, but about a living thing. And when someone accepts Jesus Christ into their heart and their words into their soul, something new has begun that's way beyond just the reverence of an object.
Something else that's really important in their culture is learning.
Mm-hmm.
So having something new to investigate and learn and think about and contemplate and discuss,
mm-hmm.
that's an important thing in their culture.
And to hand over the book and let someone else mm-hmm. study it for a while after you have, and then come back and to share the time together to understand it deeply, to feast on it together.
And another reason why it's so important that people have their own Bibles is because of that very thing. Much of the heresy that has happened, particularly in China, is because those pages of that book are so treasured that people would take apart the Bible a page at a time and circulate. Well, if you have only one page of the Bible and that becomes your religion, that breeds a whole lot of heresy, simply because you don't understand the whole plan of God, the whole gospel, the whole picture. And that's why it's even more important that we have people to have the whole Bible to understand exactly what God is trying to tell us.
It's not a problem we know much here in the United States, because if we have a Bible, it would almost seem heretical to rip it apart, to spread it out. But it is known that the underground church in China, the resource is so precious that just keeping a few snips of it in your possession, having like a life verse close to you, is something that is almost like a totem with you. But when it is put in context, as you say, with the rest of the word, we see how the word that moved us first moves us on to more of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, because there's a deficit of Bibles in China and other parts of Asia, coming together and fellowshipping and sharing the word and worshiping together is essential to head off the heresies.
Well, and that was exactly the idea, is that the pages were passed from pastor to pastor, and you got whatever the last person had, and then they would come together and they would all discuss what they had studied and put it together. But you have to have the whole thing, or you get a skewed view of things. So,
which is why we start with whole books and whole editions of the Bible with our Bible partners. We don't want to find there's just gospel tracts being sent around, although they're great introductions to a concept and to an interaction with somebody who believes. There's not a lot of depth there. So if we're trying to invest in eternity, it's important for us to invest in a resource that will actually accrue interest and grow in value over time.
Yeah.
And the entire Word of God is where it's at. But it also does need to be parceled out in such a way that can reach as many people as possible. So there's always a balance.
Mm-hmm.
But none of our Bible partners over the years have ever sent out scriptures that were disjointed or without context. They've always sent at least a full book of the Bible and identified it as one of the Gospels, and say so when they distribute them, so people would be aware that this is not the whole story, but it's a great beginning. So start here. And that's exactly what our Bible partners this year have done with the Gospel of John.
Exactly. Almost always start with that gospel.
And as we know, in the Western cultures, something just resonates about the personality and the love and the fellowship, the friendship of Jesus that just emanates from the book of John, because it's written by a friend, which again brings me back to the experience we had watching this memorial service of President Bush.
Mm-hmm.
He was somebody who was truly known for being a friend. And when John writes of Jesus this way, with an intimacy that only a real best friend can have. In fact, the word, the one that Jesus loved, what it means is, in our culture, best friend.
Yeah.
So it is probably best translated that way. The best friend of Jesus saw this happen. In other words, me, the writer, John. And he is hiding pseudonymically behind that name, best friend, throughout the book, because he's a humble guy. He never really took credit for these things. In fact, when he wrote the letter of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John to the church at large and remind them of the love that Jesus has for them and how much they need to live in that love, he never once says, I, John, say these things. He
just
says,
I knew best.
It's my dear children. He just starts right there because he already know who's talking to them. So that intimacy is something that all of our Bible partners have tried to focus on, that God really, truly is and loves you in the now. And this is how, in his word, let him speak to you, his whole voice, and we'll begin with the most intimate place of all, in this case, the book of John. And tens and hundreds of thousands of copies of this book of John are going to first-time encounters with the gospel throughout Western China right now, in languages they've never been in before, which is part of that so master exciting. Story of our Bible partners there at Bibles for the World. So I want to focus and share on why is it important for us to multiplex our Word of God plan for the end of the year 2018. Why is it important for us to go with the Gospels of John, for the New Testaments, and for the full copies of New and Old Testament together in a study Bible? Why those three this time?
I wish I had a really succinct answer to that. It's so all-encompassing. Where would we be without learning first a verse? Always John 3:16. Where would we be without reading the Gospel of John and discovering who Jesus was? Where would we be as Christians if we didn't have the whole New Testament that continues to describe and unfold and magnify the whole concept of Jesus and God's love for us in sending him? Where would we be as Christians? What would we understand? How devoted could we be? How effective could we be if we didn't have the whole scripture? And yet we want somebody to go out as a missionary and just tell people and have them accept Christ because they're excited about the idea of a savior, but then go on to someone else and leave them with just that. Would we walk with the Lord the same way if that's all we knew, is just one telling about him, one verse about him? Having the whole Word of God, I think, is important for every believer, and not just having it, but reading it and internalizing it, knowing it. And then people who have heard and are intrigued and are curious want one, and we only have a few dollars that we want to contribute to that. We have our Bibles sitting around, and boy, the Lord is lucky if we spend any time with any one of them. And they hunger for them. Now, Bram, I never want to put down what other people are called to. We know that there are missions that have, for years, ridden on trains in India, throwing Bibles out the window to the crowds at each station, gone through China, dropping little Bibles, little tiny things that you can just conceal in your hand.
Or balloons floating over all of North Korea.
Which we have done. There are those who are called to give out tracts. God uses each thing. Our calling is for Bibles. We want to be not just the planters, but the nourishers, the waterers, the feeders of those seeds that have been sown that can grow and blossom into servant lives for the kingdom.
We'll hear more from Bram Floria and Cher Nelson next time on Compassion Radio. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, your smartphone, or your tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and take a few moments to find out more about this ministry. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the important work that God is doing through Compassion Radio. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can visit CompassionRadio.com. And when you're there, just click on the donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always write us at Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to listen. Be sure to join us again next time for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.